coal and oil trains and train accidents that spill coal and oil have become a hot-button issue here because so many of those trains go through our region. In response, local leaders are organizing to take a look at those issues. King County's Executive Dow Constantine is chair of a group called the Safe Energy Leadership Alliance. I asked him whether coal and oil are worth the risks of moving them by train through our region.
It is absolutely not worth the risk. It is absolutely not worth the risk. We do not have control over whether the trains pass or not. We are working together through the Safe Energy Leadership Alliance with elected officials from across the West and soon across the nation to try to protect our communities from the danger of derailment and fire or explosion for the oil trains, from the economic harm of losing capacity on those rail lines for our locally produced goods, agricultural and manufactured, and from the economic problems that come with traffic tie-ups at rail crossings. We have very high-value activity, economic activity going on here, much of which can be blocked for much of the day by a long train full of rocks or oil. That is not very smart.
But what impact on the energy needs of our region? How would they be affected if we stopped the oil trains and the coal trains?
There are some jobs at refineries up north of Seattle that would be impacted potentially. But the main benefit we would have is that orchardists from central and eastern Washington or wheat farmers would be able to get their crops on the rail lines again. There are crops sitting because the rail line capacity is full of fossil fuels coming from further east in America.
But aren't we using some of those fossil fuels here too, that stuff that's coming in by train?
We are undoubtedly using some of them. I believe most of the coal is for export. One of the issues we have is the volatility, though, of that oil that's moving through our region. It is extremely dangerous, as we've seen from the explosions over the course of the last year. These are not little incidents. In Canada, I believe 42 people died in an explosion that wiped out half a town. Just recently in, I believe it was West Virginia, there was an oil train fire that burned for a week. The scale of these fires is far beyond anything that we can reasonably assure people we can control.
You've mentioned that even as county executive, we here can't stop the trains. So short of stopping the trains, how do we mitigate the risk?
Well, Representative Justin Farrell had a bill in Olympia that just passed and that requires the oil companies and the railroads to at least give local jurisdictions in the state notice when there's going to be a train coming through to tell us what kind of oil is on board and when it's going to be there so we can alert our emergency personnel. It's a good first step, but I think it's a matter of degree. I don't think we can render this way of shipping oil, this type of oil, safe.
What do you hope comes from this alliance? What do you hope the end product is?
We really want to make sure that we elevate to Congress and to the administration the profound concern that we as, and particularly local elected leaders, have for our communities. We're looking at the threat of a major catastrophe if one of these trains derails in the wrong place. They come right through downtown Seattle, right past Safeco Field and CenturyLink Field in a tunnel underneath the office district of our city. We are not getting much out of this enormous risk that we're bearing.
King County Executive Dow Constantine. We've been doing a lot of coverage about coal and oil trains, including some who feel that these trains are worth the risk, which they think is not that big. If you'd like to find them, go to our website, KUOW.org, search for coal train or oil train. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.